I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. You cool, I'm cool. We coolin' out.
Welcome back to Coolin' Out.
Kev.
Sal. Rel.
Happy hip hop.
It's been a
I like that. Happy hip hop.
It's been an insane week.
Ooh, yeah.
Insane.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't even. Yeah.
Where do we start?
We got.
You know where we start.
Yeah, we got to start.
We
yeah.
got. We got to start with your boy. But, I'm gonna let y'all. One of y'all.
I don't know. But where to start in that?
Well, I actually. So Jarrell threw a little house get together on Saturday, and we just finished wrapping it up in the roof. You know, we was helping bringing everybody down, and someone, Terrence, an old guest we had, decided to buy us pizza. And right when I don't know when, but someone got a text saying Carl got a text saying it was a new Drake. Everything stopped.
What was that? 20 of us sat.
Nigga said, put it on Bluetooth.
Put it on Bluetooth. It's not connecting.
Just sat as a family.
And we listened to the new Drake song.
I'm upset.
It was so nice. Like, I watched it. Everybody, you was with your girl. Like, you was over here. You was close with Meg. And I was just like, this is nice. Like, we came all the way from college doing shit like this.
Yeah, that was a vibe.
We got to take a step back, though. Yeah. Because I got to talk about when Duddy first came out.
Duppy.
My bad.
See, look, he ain't out here saying COD.
No, look, I already forgot now because of a D dot that dropped. Okay. I'm like, oh shit, Duddy. See, I heard it was a D dot. I said two D's. I said, all right, Duddy. Duppy dropped, and I ain't gonna lie. Like, Duppy dropped, what was that, last Friday?
Friday.
It was Friday now because Pusha T album came out. And I was in the morning, I'm like, yo, Pusha T album is fire.
Fire.
I'm like, yo, this shit is fire. Around like 5 or so. Duppy came out and I was like, fuck that nigga, Pusha T. This nigga got cornrows in 2018. I ain't listen to none of his music ever again.
Still.
I thought he was dead. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, yo, Drake killed him. Then he dropped I'm Upset. That was Saturday.
I'm Upset.
And I was like, yo, he really trying to Meek Mill him. and then am I saying Adidon? Is that how you say it? Adidon?
Adidon.
And then that dropped.
What were your thoughts? You saw my thoughts in the text.
Yeah.
I hit it.
So first of all, I had 38 text messages before I even got to listen to the song. I'm in the gym, right? I'm not checking my phone. I look up, I got 38 messages. I'm like, yo, what the hell just happened? I mean, it's obviously fire. It's extremely disrespectful.
Yeah.
I saw a tweet from Charlamagne where he was like, this is like Pac levels of disrespect. And I was like,
I would agree.
Damn, it is.
Yeah.
This is like super disrespectful. Equate
that sickle cell with 40's.
First of all, I didn't even know 40 was sick. That's why, like, when I first heard it, I was like, haha, that's cool. That's funny.
Oh, no.
And then my girl was like, this boy got multiple, like, scoliosis. I was like, damn, he got like 5 years to live. And I wasn't even saying it like that. But once Pusha said it, I was like, this is disrespectful as shit. Like, that to his moms, his pops, his so called child that he had taken care of.
Allegedly.
Allegedly. His baby moms, allegedly.
Allegedly. He said that, yeah, Adidon, whatever, is supposed to be the name of his new Adidas line.
Yeah, Drake's new Adidas line.
For his son Adonis. I don't know. This is what I've just been reading. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how true that
was. Yeah. All right, so let's take it in order.
Doopy.
Which one do you think is better?
Between Duppy and I'm Upset?
Yeah.
Duppy.
No, I'm Upset.
Oh.
No.
Storia.
That's the weakest song that came out.
Okay,
that.
Thank
that's
you.
That's the weakest.
I want to say something about that also.
Oh, we could, yeah, that's the weakest.
Saturday, when that song dropped, I was
Carl
like.
Carl said, yeah.
I was like, this song is all right, but like we all lit. We're in the, yeah, we're in the apartment. And we're having fun. So I'm like, I'm listening to it, but like it's super loud. You know, sometimes like yeah. music, when you feel the bass, it drowns you out. And
It didn't
just,
hit
I,
even.
I was like, this song is just all right.
That's
when
I was concerned.
I was like, this song is just all right. This song is just all right. But everyone, most not everyone, but a lot of people at the party were just like, this shit goes. And I was like
it's yeah. cool.
I was like,
but
it's cool, but
I've been drinking, and this is just cool. yeah. So this doesn't fare well. I was like, it's smooth.
I'm lit right now. This ain't really rocking with me right now.
We got
now.
The game pause for
yeah.
this.
And I heard it. I was like, all right, cool. But so, yeah.
It's the way Carl, it was like, I'm upset. You just dropped the. I thought it was a back to back situation. Yeah. So when I get, I'm upset. And I'm like, oh.
It was. I felt like that wasn't even meant to be a diss.
Nah.
Oh no, it's a single for the album.
Okay,
that shouldn't be.
That one shouldn't have made.
You know,
cut.
We could get to that.
Yeah,
we'll get
talk about that later.
But
between
Duppy and all right, you hear Duppy. What sticks out to you in Duppy? We could just take it and then we could see what we like better. You hear Duppy? What lines of bars are like? Ooh.
None really.
Okay.
I mean,
that's fair.
I mean, none really. I think it was more just shock that because I like that Drake. I think like W. It's about the context of the entire song. Mm-hmm. And at first, I think the song is fire. I don't think it's like any like one or two bars. I'm like, that's a lot. I'm lying. When he came at Kanye. And Pusha being you older than a nigga you run behind. that's the line. Now I'm like, all right, I lied. Because when I heard that, I was like, ooh. But it's context because it's like Pusha's album dropped like what?
That Friday.
That morning.
Yeah.
And then Duppy dropped like a response like within 8 hours maybe. Like I was at work at 9. I listened to it like 5 o'clock. I was like, oh shit. Like Drake already dropped a response. And the song is just fire. I think it's like an overall like a really like a dope song. I loved it. I loved it, the energy on it. I was like, yeah, all right, cool. Drake responded. This is what I need. I needed him to respond to this because I really didn't think he was gonna respond.
Yeah.
Did you think he had to though?
I didn't think he had to because he's been Pusha's been doing this for years. So I always thought it would be like maybe a line you could interpret to him on the album or something.
Yeah, like
I didn't see this
a little
coming jab.
Yeah, but when W came out, I was like, oh, like Drake won war.
Oh, you fed up? Yeah, you tired of this?
You upset?
But it was just the overall feel of it, like the end voice he sent to them on Instagram. I was like,
oh yeah, the whole yeah.
Yeah, I was like, he going in, like he really wants smoke.
Yeah, for what is it? Promotional assistance and career reviving.
Career reviving.
And Push was like, send the 20. He sent 100,000.
He actually came. He actually came worse. I think he went harder at Kanye on the track.
With
that Pusha,
that without question. Yeah, I think there are some biting lines on there to Kanye.
Yeah. What about you?
I mean, when I heard those, like I was like, the sigh. It just felt like he's been doing this for a minute. Like, he's been getting at Drake for a while. And what I kind of like was that and when Charged Up came out, you didn't know if Drake fully really wrote all his raps. Like, you kind of was a little skeptical about it.
I'm
now there's
to
no
admit.
Question. Like, there's no, like, you can't debate this anymore. This isn't even a conversation. So for him to continue on this thing... I was watching the Breakfast Club interview and I was just like, Drake isn't really going to, like, he's not going to respond. Like, you make way more money than him. There was no point. And then, like, when I got that text with the ring on it, I was like, holy shit. Like, Drake could really do this. Like, I don't think he could beat Pusha. It's like the Warriors versus Cleveland. Like, I really don't.
Nah,
think,
that's a big gap. In,
I don't
in
think.
Drake, in Drake's
I don't know. I just.
Talent.
But Pusha T, lyrical, I think he's way more lyrical than Drake. And Drake has to come heavy if he's going to beat Pusha. But I think he's capable of it now.
Which
I think
I'm reading
he can
is
do.
Supposed to be coming. Which I would think we all assume was coming anyway. I think this is just...
yeah, it's coming.
He said your demise will be televised. You're about to go on tour. I feel like this is like you have things saved up for this.
Yeah.
But when I first heard it, my first impression was like, damn, the Kanye lyrics on here are if you rebuke me for getting help on my beats, how do you feel about the nigga that's making your beats? And then when he mentions Virgil, you older than a nigga you running behind, toss Kanye, what did he say? they're leeches, and they're like the embodiment of something like jealousy and stuff with Jealousy Breeze. I was just like, shit. Like, the majority of that to Kanye. The Push It Bars I thought were good too, though.
Yeah.
About how basically you're not the big deal drug dealer. You rap what you knew based on your brother, and there's multiples of you, and you're really not that bad of a guy. Which I was like, maybe he not approachable after what I heard yesterday, but I thought it was a really good diss, and bars are really, yeah.
I want to say something. I want to reply to you really fast before we jump into Addie Don. I'm you know, a lot of people are intrigued about Drake's response. I'm not as intrigued about Drake's response. I'm more intrigued about Pusha's response to whatever Drake says, because you can be because realistically, if you I've listened to Addie Don a lot today, and the reason why it has like an ether effect to it. Like, he's not like really like killing him with lyricism.
No, it's more shock.
It's just very like disrespectful.
Yeah,
and more shock value. Like, the next time I think that if you come up with another diss track where you're just that disrespectful, it's like, you gotta do something else. Like, you can't just like be disrespectful like twice. Like, you know, the shock value is gone. It's like, all right, yeah, we know you're coming for his head, but where's the real bars? Like, what are you really gonna do? So I think, as far as Pusha goes, I'm really intrigued to see what his next move is after Drake. Yeah,
I need to see what Drake's next move. What, you have any more thoughts on? I don't want to skip.
Oh, then the like, I don't even know how to say it. The
Addie Don.
Addie Don. Duppy. It was just
like any lines that really.
I'm tired of sitting quiet and letting my
How do I forget about that?
It was like, yo, like, you've been helping Kanye for how long? Like, you just helped him, like, a few minutes ago.
Yeah, we talked about
that. Your boy just, like, gave Pusha T, like, ammo. Like,
put the batter in his back.
Like, it almost makes me feel like Kanye's an instigator in a way, because this is all going to play in his favor. And with this album and this whole June is basically good music release. It's not.
Well, And Drake.
But Drake on good music. Remember that when Kanye was like, Drake on good music?
Yeah, he wish.
Jay-Z on good music.
Not the rates he got to pay.
Not with Baby. Baby.
But
that's why I think he responded.
I was just happy that we got another good battle. Like, this is like a hip-hop royalty battle. And there's no, like, I'm just a proud moment listening to Drake's and just like, it was music to my ears. Like,
yeah.
Yeah, I think Kanye pushed him to this.
Pushed him, yeah.
Because I think to have your president, Kanye's president, again go at my lyricism and my pen game after I literally just left y'all to work on your album, after I flew out for you at your request for you to get on a record and question my pen game and still request my help, I think that really peeved him. And they had such like a shaky history and up and down. I think that those balls he's been holding on, when we were talking in a group text, I feel like these are balls that's been on his mind. He's been holding clutching for a while.
I don't know. I loved it.
No, I love it. I just think that he wouldn't have responded if it wasn't for, like, in light of recent events. Like, we still doing this after.
What do you expect from Drake's next response?
That's what I don't know.
How do you expect him to proceed from this point?
We could. You want to talk about it now or add it on? I really don't know. Like, I'm not counting them out.
You're right.
Like,
let's talk about Addie. I thought I fucked up. That was the charge.
He's like,
shut the whole episode down. I was like, let's talk about Addie Don.
Look, I was just unwinding after a hard day at work, and then my friend texts me, Drake in blackface. I chuckled. I didn't think it was a real photo. Yeah. I was like, oh, this is funny. Now I listen to the track. Starts off with the Birdman and they not getting paid properly. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
And then immediately from there, just jaw dropped.
Yeah.
My jaw just stayed dropped. From the parent to the shots to his mom.
Sandy.
You playing Border Patrol.
Steve Harvey.
Steve, yeah, to his pops. You playing Border Patrol. It's to support your claim your queen. And then he did the look with it. I was, there's a couple of spots.
I hate that mucus mouth.
The 41, I was like, that's the only one I was like, I don't really cringe. I didn't cringe, but I was like, shit.
Yeah.
I really go shit in hip hop. I was like, shit. And then the ending made me laugh. When he's like talking about you upset, and then I chuckled at that. That shit made me
see
like
you when you angry.
I want to see you when you're angry. I was like, okay.
I was just, Jesus Christ, this is ultra disrespectful.
Yeah.
In the moment I'm listening, it's just shit.
Yeah, I mean, I really have nothing else to add on to. Like, I'm not even gonna lie, like, that's what I felt. I was like, damn. Like, the 40 line, like, when I first heard it, it didn't really stick out to me. Cause I was like, oh, that's kind of corny, sick, sick, sick. And I was like, all right, cool, whatever. And I laughed, I chuckled at it. And then when my girl told me, she's like, nah, this nigga really sick. She's like, I think he's sick for real. And I Googled it, and I was like, wait, let me go back and listen to this shit again. And I was like, yo, that's fucked up.
Yeah, I listened to it like twice, and then I did my, sorry. I went on Genius, and a couple lines I read that stuck out to me. I was like, that was one, the one with his mom. I was just like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. He's always coming in last place, man.
It's disrespectful.
That's so much disrespect.
Yeah. You know,
all this because he mentioned Virginia Williams. Drake, I mean.
Yeah, which is like a, come on. He said, the mere mention your fiance is the equivalent to this? Well, you know, I don't. No. Thank you.
No, you can't tell men how to react about
that. That's what, no, I agree. Yeah, I don't know. I agree. In hip-hop general, you can't attack somebody and tell them how to respond.
Tell them how to respond, yeah.
And it's hip-hop. It's all fair game.
Yeah.
But yeah, I was just in shock.
Yeah. I mean, I think a lot of people are in shock. Well, the main reason like why we're in shock is because like, we haven't had this in such a long time.
So, yeah.
Where it's like, damn, like...
Of this magnitude.
Can you really say that to someone? Like,
yeah, right.
So it's like, oh, but back in like the 90s or early 2000s, this would have been like completely normal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that's where like I found an article on Billboard where they basically were scoping how the beef started from like 2008. Mm-hmm. Like apparently this started from Lil Wayne because Wayne thought that the Clips was trying to steal his style. So Clips came out with Me Too, Mr. Me Too. That was supposed to be directed at Wayne. And then multiple shots years later kept coming after that. But it was funny because I was on the phone with my mom and we all in a group chat, y'all texting it. And I wanted to listen to it so bad.
No, this kept texting it. I was like, somebody going to reply to me. Y'all not listening to this?
I'm in the gym. I see 38 messages. I'm like... trying to do my crunches like this. Like, what's going on?
But it was like an event.
Like, somebody better be dead.
We had the group chat. Like, somebody better be dead. My boy was texting. Like, two of my other boys was texting me. And I'm just like, yo, I need to get off the phone. Like, and I did not. Like, I kept telling my mom, yeah. And then I turned on the shower so she could hear me. Like, I was doing everything I could. I was just like, you know what? I'll wait. And then. In anticipation to listen to it, I wasn't as excited as I thought I would be, like from a Pusha T verse. But then it's kind of like y'all, like he's saying things. He's not really like making it lyrical, making it witty. And the things he's saying is like so close to the heart that I don't know. Like he wants Drake to get angry. He really wants to go under his skin because he knows he's sensitive. Like it's gonna eat Drake alive. But I think. He's going to come at him and his brother's relationship for sure because they have a terrible situation with the fallout between them two.
Yeah?
Well, not terrible.
Pusha and No Malice?
Well, Malice and him have some... Well, they have issues because of... I know they had label issues as far as Clips was concerned because they wasn't making money with the label. Like, it was bad. Like, they came out with... I don't remember the song they came out with, but Kanye produced it and it was supposed to help him boost their career and it fell out. They had the Re-Up Gang. Kind of
like
label.
A big deal.
Oh, yeah, I see.
Kind of like a big deal. And that didn't go the way it was planned. They got released, you know, and Pusha T went a separate route than Malice. Malice went the church route. Pusha T still was doing the drug shit. So I expect that conversation from Drake. That's the only thing I think is going to come out. But I don't know. I thought it was mediocre. Like, I thought it was just, like, I didn't feel it as much.
Yeah, I'm not. I was shocked when I heard Added On because I did not. I was just like, shit. But then now that I'm like, I listened to both of them again today. Because in the moment for both, it's just like ecstasy.
It's a
like,
lot. Jesus it's Christ. A lot. Yeah. Now, I feel like, so happy, too. It's like, yo, we get to talk about it with each other. Mm. Yeah. Like, who else do I want to talk about it with?
Yeah,
perfect.
Yeah, but when you play it back though,
as actual diss
it
songs,
it does dumb down a little. It's like the effect of it anyway.
So you're saying that his dad was a deadbeat, so now Drake's a deadbeat. It's like, all right, that's a good premise. Mm-hmm. It was like, I don't know if that's true. I don't know if Drake really has a son. I don't know his relationship with said son. I know what you told me. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's true. I know you attacked the shit out of his parents. I know that.
Y'all some new age niggas.
What?
I don't know if it's true. You too logical for rap, man.
No, but if we doing by, but then you do that with like Drake's thing. You're like, again, your main gripe was me that I don't write my pen, but then your camp keeps repeatedly asking me for my assistance. You are one of many rappers that rap about drugs. He's dumbing him. He's like, you don't sell as much as me, which is everybody. He pretty much says that to everybody. It kind of gets dull, but even though it's true, I had a signature of yours. No, I had a microphone of yours with the signature faded. Kind of resembles what's been happening lately. Talking about his career. Yeah. I mean, it's just, if we're going personal to personal, I'm pretty sure he has more personal stuff that he does that I'm going to be even more like, Jesus.
Yeah.
But I was telling Ryan, the one thing that sticks is like the blackface. I need to know, what is that about?
Ryan said it came from Degrassi.
Well, no, it was the Degrassi era. So that's when he was like in Degrassi, still trying to be like an actor and shit. And he was in mad pictures. Like he was doing weird, like I used to look at websites like Nickelodeon, TV show blogs. And that picture would pop up on MySpace, like him with the green sweater and shit, with the mask on his face. This is when Wheelchair Jimmy was popping, not Draco.
Well, I used to watch. I didn't see that episode. I ain't gonna lie.
Nah, it wasn't a show. It wasn't an episode.
I ain't see a single episode.
I remember that picture growing up as a teenager, seeing that, like, yeah. in just the internet itself. So it was just like, and there's two pictures. It's not just one. It's the other one. It's like black and like looks like a sad cartoon, and the other one he's happy.
What do you think prompted Drake to actually respond?
Like Pusha?
Yeah, because a lot of people come at him.
I think Kanye.
Kanye? No, no, no. You think Kanye inspired Drake to come back?
The fact that, because Pusha's been going at him for years. I think the fact that Pusha does this and Kanye's—they're clearly working together. He produced all 7 beats, so Kanye sees this happen. And I think when you factor in how their relationship's been up and down, they don't see eye to eye, they do see eye to eye, they don't see eye to eye. Maybe things they're on good terms, and then Pusha again. I don't know if maybe they had an understanding. Mm-hmm. Like, he just came out to see him on this album like a month or two ago. I think that all the animosity he had finally built up and was just like, okay. Mm-hmm. And I also feel he had some bars for Pusha anyway, but then when you factor in, again, we have a relationship. And then I come help you, but then you allow your right-hand man to continue to attack me after I'm doing you this favor. Mm-hmm. I mean, I would be like, I feel a way. And then when you factor in past experiences, I mm-hmm. think that's what prompted.
The Breakfast Club interview, he's like, you don't mention me with him in the same sentence. Both our pens are different. He does what he does for music, and I do what... He's like, basically, I draw. Mm-hmm. Drake doesn't draw like us. Like, you can't include me and him in the same conversation because I'm an actual writer and he's not. That I think that, and to me, I felt that was disrespectful, because after all these years you still were saying that as if you're like this like untouched like lyricist who like can write whatever you want, and this person isn't allowed because of a situation that happened 2014 13, and it's the same dude who you just needed to boost your album. He's doing the same thing. That I felt that. Like, that was, and the way he was saying it, like, I draw. Like,
damn.
You know, I draw. And, like, it was, like, disrespect. Like, you're not going to respect him still. Like,
yeah.
And he says it. And I just left over from y'all putting pen to the sheets. He said, I'm so sick and tired of helping my enemies eat.
I don't know. It's just disrespectful. And he was a fan. Like, the microphone.
Oh, that too. That's a good point.
I sent the microphone. Like, Drake bought that in an auction from before Pusha T. Like, it wasn't like he didn't like it.
Him. Yeah.
So, like, why are you?
Oh, he definitely. Yeah. He mentioned in Vlad interviews where he remember the part he says, your brother said it was your cousin and him, them, you.
Yeah.
That's from, like, a Vlad interview. So, it's like, he clearly is a fan. Like, he pays attention to these stuff. That's why I think he was.
Do you think it has any part to do with him demolishing Meek Mill?
Well, I'd never seen him. All his decisions to me, and if I'm wrong, please point out one, just seems like strategic. Like, he just moves in a way that, I don't know, he doesn't really seem like I don't doubt that he's an emotional dude, but I think between himself and his advisors, he makes just strategic decisions over emotion. So I don't really think he just jumped into this battle unprepared.
Oh, I'm not saying I don't think he's unprepared. He's obviously not.
Oh, you're saying if like saying the boost from him,
He was like, "Yeah, I can do this as well."
Maybe you never know about people's hubris. Yeah. You never know.
Because I think that was like Pusha was like, "Okay, maybe you know." And even Charlamagne, like he, and that's what made me laugh too, because Charlamagne kept edging it on as if he knew something.
Yeah.
And that's why I was like,
he definitely did.
Like Drake.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, but like, how did Drake know? And then like it's some like I'm hearing a lot, oh, this is a setup for Memorial Weekend, this is a setup for hip hop, like Kanye's drop to drop, Drake's about to drop, this is perfect.
It helps, but I don't believe that just because of the summer. Well, obviously after yesterday, well, and they really are like, this is a yeah, you can say whatever as long as we boost sales. If it's like that, then I just don't think so, given what's been said.
Yeah.
I don't see how that would help, how would that help Drake at all.
That's the thing, yeah. I don't
because he's gonna sell regardless.
If, yeah, and now you have this about him allegedly being a deadbeat.
Yeah, this is only this could, like taint. Really helping Pusha T right now, I guess.
Yeah, yeah, and good.
Yeah, good music as a whole. Yeah,
that's why I'm like, I don't know, and then I don't know. I'm just
Drake did respond pretty fast though.
Yeah, but people had the album. When I think about it, people had
that's true. They, people
so he definitely had it before that Thursday.
They had the listening party that Thursday.
Yeah,
it was mad people there.
And then like regular like people just in the industry had it like I think like Wednesday. So he could definitely
and some could probably get it before that. Yeah, realistically,
that's true. I don't know.
You think about people at the label, they have copies of the albums like weeks before, like weeks, sometimes even months before it's supposed to come out for like press and all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Got someone at the label.
Yeah.
That's a bigger Drake fan than Pusha fan.
Imagine that one person that's just like,
take this. Yeah. And Drake is like, okay.
But I don't know. Who do you guys think is going to win?
Ooh.
Honest opinion.
Hang on. Right now, I think Pusha. Because I don't really know what he does, Drake. He was saying, Pusha T was saying on Breakfast Club today, I don't really have skeletons. A lot of people say that, but I really feel like I don't know what you could dig up. He feels like, I don't know how you approach, because it's not in, he's very witty, Drake, but he's never gotten this blatantly disrespect. So I don't know if you could out-disrespect Pusha T, and then Pusha T has nothing to lose versus you're on an album rollout, but who knows what else he knows about you. So like, what are you going to say in a track?
That's the thing. Drake's like entire life is so out there.
Yeah.
Whereas Pusha.
And who knows?
I don't know anything about him, really. Besides the fact he's from Virginia and he's still wearing braids in 2018.
He's like, 41.
Yeah, and I just found that out. I was like, wait, how? As soon as he said that Kanye line, I was like, wait, how old is Pusha T? And then Pusha T got Googled heavy that day.
Yeah, and who knows like the stuff that happens in the music industry behind the scenes that people know that you have to do to like keep this image, you know. Yeah. Who knows the stories behind this scene? Like Meek said, he got what peed on, and like it's
disrespect.
Yeah, it's, I don't know. I'm very intrigued with what he does. I'm not counting him out.
Yeah, I just I. Oof.
What do you think?
But he can't keep going. I don't know if he has. How much does he have to keep going back and forth with him? I don't know how much ammo he has. That's why I just think Pusha has way more ammo, and
like okay. I don't. Yeah, I mean, I think.
I'm not counting Drake out.
So I think Pusha has, unless Pusha just knows so much shit that the world doesn't already know about Drake.
Yeah.
Because realistically, we already know Drake's a corny ass nigga. Like in his personal life, like he's a, like no, in his personal life he is. So it's like we know like his entire past, a lot of the corny shit he's done. Unless like Pusha knows some wild shit, like Drake is, you know,
some
banging dudes or some shit in Hollywood or some outlandish shit like that. It's like, what else can you really say? That's why I'm like, I hope Drake comes hard on the next track, because I really want to see what Pusha does next. Because it's like, there's only so much just disrespect you can do. Like, I want to see you like come with some real bars. So it's like, I hope Drake comes out with the next song. And granted, Drake's not a real lyricist. Drake, like, he loves to like make songs that are diss tracks, but also are still going chart.
Yeah.
So it's like, I need him to come out with something like a Diplomatic Immunity feel, But that's not, this is not going to chart. This is like literally, I'm talking to you. This is for you. And then I want to see how Pusha responds. But right now, I mean, the way it's looking, just because I never seen Drake in this situation, and I honestly I don't know if he's built for this kind of situation. So it's like, damn, I think Pusha's gonna win, just because Pusha's more lyrical, and I feel like he's more in touch with this gritty side that is required in diss songs and shit.
Yeah, I just think he has more to. He has nothing to lose in time. I just think Drake has. I don't know.
Is Pusha going on tour?
He is. I think he is. Oh, no. He's not a. He talked about touring with Nas, he said, but they haven't said anything.
See, he got nothing but time on his hands. Yeah. Whereas Drake got a.
He hitting the road
soon. I'm coming out, about to start a tour soon.
Yeah. I don't know. I really don't know.
I think he could do it.
Who?
Drake.
I think his pen game's underrated when I think about his more lyrical songs. Mm. So I don't doubt like his ability to. Was like, how many times are you going to do that? Are you going to just get in a back and forth? How many back and forths?
So. Yeah. Nice. Do you think this has any effect on Drake's overall career? Like,
I
even
think
if he loses.
I need to see what happens with this next one.
What if he doesn't respond?
Then it won't affect him in the grand scheme. He's still going to sell whatever, but I'm always. That's going to be like his LeBron in 2011 with the Mavs. That's the one I really wouldn't be able to defend.
When you ain't show up.
Yeah. Well, that's the one I can't defend. It's just, I don't. You got that.
Yeah.
It's like you can't come back strong and then just not come back at all after he just insulted your parents and your best friend. But, you know. Mm. Apparently it's coming soon, though.
Nah, I think he's gonna do it. I just think he has. It's more. I don't know. I feel like an Eminem 8 Mile. Like Drake has way more. Like
that's one route. If he does it in a clever way,
like Drake, if he gets, he has home. Weird, corny shit that's happened in his life. Like he was on a teen soap opera. Like if you can own up to your faults or like your problems or your mishaps, I think he can come out on top because we all know what he's gonna say. He's corny. He sings. He's emotional.
No, that's the thing. I don't know what he's doing. Well, I don't know what he knows.
Well, right now he says that basically he's coming at his character. Like he's coming at his morals or like what he is as a human, which of course we know makes him sensitive because Drake thinks he's this person. So when someone comes at his morals or his character, I feel like he always he's good at saying his emotions, but in a clever way where everyone agrees with what he says. And I think that's when it's going to be like, I won. It's going to be this song. It's not going to be like a Duppy or like a 7 a.m. in Calabasas. I think it might sound like, remember, Do Not Disturb.
Oh.
I don't know. That's how it's going to be a real song.
A lot of pressure on him.
Yeah, that is.
But that's I don't know, because I see him as he's speaking his truth, like what he knows. And he's comfortable with himself now where he raps the way he wants and he knows how it could work for everybody. So I feel like this is a way better version of Drake from back to back.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. And I don't really want to think about it either because I don't want to have expectations. Yeah, and then I get disappointed and it's like.
This is just pure curiosity. I know he can make hits and I know he can spit, but I don't just know what are you gonna say
what
to match.
Say?
You don't have to match the dish, but you have to be your wittiest ever. Like you really
bet money. He says something about Pusha T's braids.
Me too. 41 and done.
I guarantee it's gonna be one line about cornrows in there. I don't care what the song about. He gonna just drop it in there as an ad lib or something.
Yeah,
because even Pusha T was got out his hair. It was about how he ain't his hair nappy enough.
Oh, his fro ain't.
And there's a video of Drake on MTV talking about how he had a problem growing an afro because it always grew up in the sides and then up in top and never here. So
I mean, it's clever, yeah. Using a story of OJ beat question his, you know, his blackness it's and cool. stuff. Like but like we says, were talking about, you stand next to Kanye, who supports Trump. And then your producer also doesn't write. He said that. I think he said that because Kanye is a producer, it's not that big a deal, which I wouldn't agree with.
He tried to steal Travis Scott's whole flow. Like, everything about Travis Scott, that. He tried to take. And you're going to see him act like that.
I ain't touching
that. That's that Kardashian shit.
That's crazy to me. Even Push tried to take that with I'm God. I'm the God flow. Like, come on, like, what do you really? He's just too old and he needs to quit. I just found out too. He's a week away. Like, our birthdays are a week apart.
Who, like, him and Push?
Me and Push.
Congrats.
I'm like, damn, am I like that?
He
like,
said congrats.
First Meek Mill, now Push. Like, the people who just don't fuck with Jake or Drake are born in May. I don't know. But I'm still listening to Lil Baby.
Wait, when do you think he responds?
Friday.
Yeah. Friday. Right.
I can see it after take away from the nigga that makes the beats. He's dropping an album.
He surely is.
That's another thing that got overshadowed.
Oh, yep. I completely forgot.
That's crazy. I did too.
And I think he's gonna do multiple songs, like how he does like a R&B song and then a diss track. I think it's gonna be something like that. I don't know. I hope so.
I do think that.
Yeah, I think Kanye gonna do numbers.
Not like he used to.
I think he does.
Yeah.
Yeah, he has a really loyal,
with all this shit going
devoted.
On.
He might attract the new fans.
Trump fans. Oh.
Sorry, this dude just walked by and was like talking.
And no, looking at you.
But looking right in my eyes and would not look away. Like, what are you looking at?
But I think he's going to do good just because everybody wants to see what he has to say.
You think he has any bars for Drake?
He better not.
If he does, they probably going to be whack.
I'm like, Pusha T wrote them.
Do you think though? If Kanye just coming with his own bars, they're gonna be whack.
I agree.
I don't know.
The last poop doopity scoop I've been hearing.
Yeah, the last couple I haven't.
Doopity,
I'm not gonna lie.
Doopity scoop.
I'm like,
I'm trying to think the last fire Kanye verse I heard.
Thermoflu.
It's been a while.
It's been a minute. The last fire shit I heard was like 2 years ago.
But was it 30 hours?
That liposuction sucked all the good bars out of him.
He did a song with Sampha called St. Pablo.
Oh, damn.
It was pretty.
Yeah, that was on the deluxe.
Yeah.
That was 2 years ago.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
That's what I was saying, yeah. Like, even this shit from Push album. First time I heard it, I was like, God. Throw that in rice. But now, it's aged better. And Daytona is fire, man.
He said throw that in rice.
I re-listened to it yesterday. That shit is fire, man.
Not better than Lil Baby, though.
I don't listen.
Can't fuck with Lil Baby.
I don't know about that. Daytona shit's fire. What else happened this past week, though? We went to about Roseanne Barr.
Who's that?
Oh, yeah.
From Roseanne? You never seen the TV show Roseanne? Mm-mm. You ain't missing much.
Oh, wait. Is that with the big... I know I'm stretching. The big white guy, James, he was
John
from the Flintstones.
John Goodman. Look, man, don't take Ambien.
That's apparently. Wait, what's the woman's name that she called?
I forgot.
The girl's an ape. Vanessa Jones.
Vanessa Jones. She was like the old attorney general. Or
it's like a combination of. I heard it today. Something. It was wild. Some with Muslims.
Under the Obama. Yeah, that's what she said. Under the Obama administration. And she said, she commented under his shit and said, it's a combination of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Oh, yeah. And
Planet of the Apes.
Yeah.
That shit is racist
but
as fuck.
But she was on Ambien. Don't attack her. She was on Ambien. She's in a dark place right now, she said. And she feels
she's
attacked.
On Ambien.
She feels attacked.
Ambien makes you racist, apparently.
Yeah, don't take Ambien.
Kev texted me that this morning, and I ignored it. I was like, what the fuck he talking about? Then, like, around noon, I read the article. I was like, oh.
Oh, yeah. And her show was doing numbers.
Yeah, because, you know, it was like out in the 90s.
It's a reboot, right?
White people love that shit.
Love it.
They rebooted it. It was like the best rated show on ABC.
It's very scary because she was like pro-Trump in it. Very edgy.
Yeah.
Very appeals to a certain demographic.
So it was like Blackish, but for the white.
Yeah, for the trailer
watch.
Trash.
Yeah.
I don't watch that.
But now, yeah, they just, yeah, they canceled.
But they canceled it, and then all networks have canceled her reruns.
Oh, they so good. That's what it takes, blatant racism. You know that hurt they hard to do that.
Everyone
numbers.
Wait, so like everyone don't got a job now because of that?
No, they gotta pay them. They still in the contract.
Yeah. Oh, for real?
Yeah.
So she don't care. But that rerun money, the rest of them probably care.
Yeah, ABC cares. They're making multi millions because that show was doing numbers.
For real?
Yeah.
White folks love that.
You know that hurt that ABC president hard to.
Yeah, he said, "Wait, what?" He said, "Racism is worth how much?"
Wait, what?
We gotta cut that shit off.
It's like, okay, what's the alternative? He would have
his BRT. They had charts. He's like, how long did this blow over?
I don't think we could take the hit.
What if we cancel it but bring it back on? I don't know.
They might.
I saw something like that, bringing the cast back, but not her. I didn't click it.
Though, that so ain't going to work.
Yeah.
She's the draw on that. But nah, they were doing numbers.
I saw the White House responded. They don't agree, but it says a media bias. So it's like, yeah, that's wrong, but the main thing, the real important thing is, it's a media bias towards her.
I don't like the way
y'all stay on brand.
Yeah. Can I ask a question, though? Is it wrong for her to express her opinion? I know what she said was wrong, but does she still have any opinion?
I don't think it's wrong at all. Like, I'm glad. Let us know how you feel.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm happy for this, but like ABC doesn't. They just care about the money, them, and they know how it's gonna make them look as a network.
As a network.
Yep.
Like, but Twitter was already killing her. And most people didn't even expect them to cancel. Like, people, I know a lot of people are shocked that ABC even made this swift, because this happened like yesterday or the day.
Yeah, it was like day after. That's a big.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That was like a huge repercussion.
Yeah, that's very quick and decisive.
But it's also like, if think about it, as a network, right, or as a brand in general, if one of your employees comes out and says something, they represent you. So if ABC does nothing,
you support these.
Then it's like you're supporting these views. Even if you come out and say, "Hey, we don't support this," da da da. Well, realistically, you're still paying her. You're still airing her show, and then people who aren't even watching the show start really watching. Like, why y'all airing this pro Trump shit and all this other stuff? Mm-hmm. And it becomes like it's just a windfall of things that can like come out of that. So honestly, I was shocked that they canceled.
I was too.
That was because
they could have kind of twisted. They aired Blackish. I could see a press release where they twist like, we don't support their views, but we like let creators create. And
yeah,
if you don't like this, we have alternatives. I could have saw something like that, but
Planet of the Apes though.
I know. Hey, I was surprised that they canceled. I said that's the world we're living in then, because I was like a pretty surprised that they.
Yeah, but they only did that because of the world we're living in right now. Race tensions are so high right now, and everything's so damn sensitive.
That's another thing. Why say something like that on Twitter?
Ambien,
Seth Ambien, beloved. She says she can't control her fingers, her thumbs. they just move her thoughts and they just type out.
She in a difficult time,
a dark place.
Let her be.
She's stressed right now. She ain't feeling it until when that contract's up. Then when them checks stop coming, that's when she'll feel.
She
got to
think
for?
About the numbers. Our Roseanne made a lot of money. I don't know what else, to be honest. I know.
No, that show made a shit ton of money.
So I know she's good.
Yeah, she
good. She racist, but she good.
But she hasn't. I don't know her from a movie or nothing like that. Me or no either. TV show. Just know that.
I know she at home.
Disgusting ass laugh.
All them M's she just let float away. She was about to, because they already renewed it for a second season. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She was getting paid. But, damn. Yeah, you just tweet, like, what? A couple characters.
Hated it had to be you. Look,
<who's laughs> yeah, your now livelihood? It just seems like, who's next? Then they got Morgan Freeman out here looking like.
Why are they doing Morgan like that?
I'm like, man, y'all need to stop.
That can't be.
Why people say it's a trade for a trade? Hey, you got to throw something up now.
They'll get you. They said, oh, you like Bill Cosby. Where
yeah, but he sounded like a creep.
Who look like Bill Cosby? Let's get Morgan Freeman.
Who's the closest thing we could get? If they come after Denzel, I'm going to be really mad. That's the one guy I hope they
I ain't going to believe him. I don't care what they say.
Me either.
They could find a woman tied up in his fucking closet. I'm gonna say that's an acting
gig. Right now, that's an acting gig.
I'm gonna say nah.
How much
y'all pay her for that? Nah.
Who put her there?
Not Uncle Denzel. No. Nah. Mm-mm, fuck that.
But while we're on the topic of racist tensions, how about the NFL protests and also the NBA player?
Sterling Brown. Yeah. Well, that was
because those things happen between that and the protest rule.
Show you one touch first.
Because you compare and contrast. Either they happen within hours of each other.
Yeah.
Last week, so you compare and contrast.
Well, yeah. The protest rule.
It's stupid.
So you get fined?
It's like the most chicken shit way ever of trying to resolve something. It's like, oh, well, you can shoot now so players can either stay in the back and not come out during the anthem. But if you do come out during the anthem and you kneel, then you get fined, and the team gets a penalty, I believe.
A 15-yard penalty
before the game starts. But it's like, the NFL, basically what they did when they did that, they took all of the onus off of them and put it on the players now. Because now, all that does is going to start locker room tension between players.
They made
it
way worse. Yeah,
it's gonna be, they're going to be so divided. Everyone's going to be so divided. People who don't, listen. First of all, the people who don't come out the locker room, it's not like the media is not going to recognize who ain't out there.
Yeah.
Then you become the target for not coming out the locker room. If you come out the locker room, then you're forcing someone to stand.
Your local beat reporter going to be all on it on Twitter.
All on that ass. Especially, and depending on what city your team plays
in.
Oh,
my God.
If you play in the South, you play in the Bible Belt, you don't come out. This whole patriotism shit is like insane. So you don't come out. Literally, even the beat writers not trying to even thrash you, they'll just make a note. These people did not come out. Depending on all your little local endorsements, all that stuff. But even the team unity goes away because you got half, the offensive linemen who are whatever, all white, whatever. You just have a mixed people in a locker room who have all different views. And a lot of people can't look past themselves to see, what you're doing something for or what you're fighting for, what you're kneeling for in this case. I think it's going to cause a lot of issues this season. A lot. I think it's just a very asinine solution to something.
Yeah, games are going to be won or lost. People are going to look back on them.
15 yards.
And how do they assess?
Yeah, you asked me. I have no idea. Two people kneel,
is it 30?
Yeah.
If the opposing team kneels,
are they offset?
Offset.
So Sean King, you know who Sean King is?
Yeah.
He put out a report saying that up to 20, a couple of NFL stars, he said, not players, stars, which would be interesting because I want to see.
I want to see it.
That's the issue with NFL. I'll go into that second though. But he said a couple of NFL stars are thinking about sitting out this season.
Oh, I want
to until it. Colin Kaepernick and Eric Reid get jobs, and they're trying to get up to 25% of NFL players to do the same. That's the issue with the NFL, which has been an issue for a long time. That's why they don't have guaranteed contracts, because they have a players union, and there's so many players that the people who have to sacrifice the most are the people who make the most money. Because if they would have a lockout, basically, right? The people who don't make a lot of money in the NFL, who don't have guaranteed contracts, won't be getting paid. Whereas people who make a lot of money, which are the few, the minority in the NFL, they'll be fine. But these people won't be fine.
Yeah.
So it's like the NFL Players Association has to represent all these players as a whole, basically. So the overarching majority of them is going to want to keep playing because they need to get paid per, like they need to get paid, they get paid per game. Mm-hmm. It's not like the NBA where we have a lockout, we still getting paid. Like yeah. everybody, you break your knee tomorrow, Chandler Parsons still eating.
Yeah.
So it's like,
yes, he is.
So like now, like if that actually happens with Sean King's report, I think it's going to have a huge effect on the NFL because people, no matter what sport it is, we go there to watch stars. Mm-hmm. If stars aren't there, I don't want to see this. Like I remember last season when Aaron Rodgers got hurt and the Packers are playing like the Dallas Cowboys like, the next week. Yeah. And I was like, I'm not watching this. I don't know, no disrespect, but I don't want to see Brett Hundley.
Yeah,
like I want to see Aaron Rodgers because he's a magician. He's a superstar, or you know, if a lot of like superstars, NFL stars, just like say, nah, we're not dealing with this shit right now. They'll figure that out. They'll get in that office and turn things around because the fact that first, that's another thing too. I jumped around, but they didn't even consult with the players.
I was gonna say I read that they rushed it out so much the memo still had typos on it.
Yeah,
the owners just consulted with each other. Yep. And they all felt they found a suitable decision for the situation that they made this error-ridden memo and just rushed it out. It's crazy.
With no input from the players, from the Players Association,
and they thought that fixed everything.
Yeah. You didn't even give the Players Association reps. Demore Smith, I think he's the executive director. Mm-hmm. Yeah. At least have him there so you can have some kind of input, some kind of say to let them, you know, at least give them the feeling that they were included. You know, like we had your rep here. Nothing. Just show. We don't care what you think. This is the new rule. We have now. There's no onus on us. Basically, it's all on you guys. Figure it out amongst yourselves.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Goodell said it was 30 unanimous, but then there's one owner that
San Francisco 49ers.
He stood out the vote, so he looks good. And the Jets owner, he voted for it, but he's agreed to pay any and all fines that they incur.
Yeah, I read that.
But it's like,
what the hell? Well, that makes no sense.
It's like you're about to lose a lot of money.
Why would I vote for something that I might have to end up paying for in the end?
I guess
did the vote have to be unanimous?
It can't
apparently
be
not
the 49ers.
So why
you playing both sides?
Yeah, you definitely play both sides. Why vote yes and then at the end of it when it comes out and then the backlash from it comes out, then say, "Well, I'm going to pay everyone's fines." I would just voted no and been like, "I didn't agree to this." Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you know, and you vote no, and then you know, agree to pay everyone's fines. Just more so, like you know, you're on the same page the entire way. Like now, it looks like you flip flopped during the time you thought that shit was a good idea, but it's not.
Yeah, you really thought about it after the fact, but you see how they rushed.
Yeah,
and that just goes to how they treat the players. Like when you go back to the comments, like the Texan owner made to the you can tell how
the prisoners,
some of these owners,
asylum.
Yeah, think about these players, and it's just. You juxtapose that with the NBA, which is way more collaborative.
Mm-hmm.
Like the head of that league, I forgot her name, forgive me, but her and Adam Silver just, they got the extension done. I forgot the summer before versus how Stern and the previous, we had a lockout because of their relationship, but you see how working towards better times. And
yeah.
You juxtapose that. Like, how's their next bargaining going to go, the NFL?
When is that up? 2019, I believe.
I think so.
2019, I believe. Ah, that's what I'm saying though. That like they every time the collective bargaining agreement comes up, they negotiate and they end up somewhat in the same position because realistically, the NFL, the owners have all of the power.
Mm-hmm.
But that's because it's in a system where they're built to win. But that's why I was saying like the people who make the most money, like all the stars. Have to make the sacrifices so that, like, they literally like need what will work best is if they pool their money together and disperse it, you know, evenly enough to sustain the people who come out of, you know, who just got out of college and you're making, it may sound like a lot of money to us, but like, you're making like $390,000, but that's only like, you only get paid if you get in the game or something like, you know, they have like all these weird little
clauses
in there where like, oh, you know, if you're hurt, you don't suit up, you're not playing. I mean, you're not getting paid. Mm-hmm. So like, you know, you might end up getting like 100 or even less than that. Some people, and you still got to pay your agent. You still got, you know, all these other, you know, bills, like everyday life bills that everyone has. So I don't know. I feel like the people at the top really have to sacrifice to make that work. And over the years they haven't. And it's hard for me to like say that I don't understand why they aren't, because it's like in the NFL your career can end any day.
Yeah.
Any day. Mm-hmm. So it's like my goal would always be to make as much money as I can so I could take care of my family, have, you know, create a legacy.
Yeah, it's a race against the clock.
Yeah, exactly. So it's like, all right, if, say, for example, we sit out an entire season, right? I lose out on $10 million. Mm-hmm. And then the next season, game one, I get hurt and my career's over.
So, like, that's it? Like,
it can't be that because you're up against time. You're trying to maximize your potential earnings, like you said, and avoid hurt.
Mm-hmm.
CT, which you might still have when you, it's like, it's just a lot.
Yeah, it's a very brutal game. It's like, a very brutal
game. They turn a tide in this previous offseason. They had the first ever fully guaranteed for, what's his name, the quarterback?
Yeah, Kirk Cousins.
Kirk Cousins. He's the first ever fully quarter guaranteed contract. He's a quarterback. Mm-hmm. So it would start there, but it's like, it'll be years before you see like a running back. You can't. Given their lifespan or even.
Yeah. I don't see it happening.
The NFL seems crazy. It seems like a whole show. Like, it doesn't, and they don't seem fair from what I read. Because I read the article where the Jets coach said he was going to pay the fines. But I didn't know, like, they didn't allow them to have a say in this new contract. Like, how are you going to have a contract for players that play the actual game, but you won't include them in it?
That's the craziest thing, not to harp on it. We can move on to it. That's like, you really think you fixed the situation. You think that this will fix the uproar in your league while you still have Eric Reid and Kaepernick out. One is suing you and one might. Eric Reid, I was read, it was preparing for
a collusion case.
And then you don't factor in how you alienate your current fan base. Like, you have African-American fans, minority fans. How do you think they're going to feel reading all this and the way you treat players? Mm-hmm. But they'll see. They'll see. Okay.
But a major part of me, you got to think about it, a lot of these owners are old white men. And I think that in their minds, they're still living in like the 50s, 60s. Like, realistically, if minorities like just say, nah, we're not dealing with that shit and pull away our economic resources from the NFL, like, we're not watching. We're not going to these games. The motherfuckers, they'll be hurting. Like, they'll be hurting. If you want to, I'm not saying they're doing this purposely, but the way it appears is like every step the NFL is making is like either in response to Donald Trump, or you're not sitting with your players, you don't have your players' backs. And a lot of like African Americans in particular, like, we view that as like you're basically like just shitting on your players who are mostly African American.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to, I guess, portray yourself as if you're more worried about what one side of your fan base is gonna think of you rather than the other side, then you're gonna lose regardless.
Yeah,
you're gonna lose regardless, because it's either you cater to the way they're playing. It's like, we have to cater to you or cater to them,
mm-hmm.
rather than just remaining neutral. Like, and you can remain neutral but still say, you know, these are our players. These are like, the NBA always does this.
That's
like,
what I was
the players
saying.
Are our partners. This is a partnership. You know.
And they always speak out.
Always.
You got LeBron, the face of the league, publicly adding the president, calling him out. You don't think that alienates him to the fans? Silver doesn't, at least publicly, interfere, and LeBron hasn't stopped.
Yeah.
So it makes me assume like nothing's happening behind the scenes. Like, they're just like letting them go. And their ratings, granted, they're not the NFL's. The NFL's ratings are still, they're coming down from the heights they were, but they're still better than the NBA's.
Yeah.
But they're declining, even though they're better, but the NBA's are rising.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, that's not alienating their fans. Like, people are managing to still view the game, even though they don't.
And the thing about it, I feel like in this day and age, granted, like, you know, racial sensitivity is at an all-time high. Not an all-time high, obviously, but like all-time high in our lives, in our lifespan right now. Like, most people are understanding of racial issues.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's more surprising when people choose not to be understanding. Like, I feel like you're making a choice. I feel like the NFL owners are just making a choice right now.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're not gonna affect my bottom dollar. Nope. All right, cool. I'm not gonna understand. And that's like kind of similar to like how President Trump approaches everything, where he just like says what he wants to say, knowing that it's gonna that he's gonna get a reaction out of like a certain segment of the population, mostly minorities, and he's gonna have you know, his loyal fan, you know, his loyal supporters, like, going nuts, like, super excited that he said this. Like, yeah, that's how we feel. I don't know. It's just... Yeah.
But that's another thing. Like, this collusion case is going on, and I'm reading how you have Kraft and... Robert Kraft and... what's the Cowboys?
Jerry Jones.
Personally talking to Trump. So he's your player see, like, obviously we know you voted, but you're personal friends, and you guys are commenting on this kneeling thing, and they both pretty much admitted that Trump influenced, like, their decision making. It's just,
yeah. And as soon as they made that decision, Trump tweeted, "This is a great decision by the NFL." Da da da. Whenever Trump doubles down on top of whatever you did, most of the time it's not a good thing.
Yeah,
it's like he doubled down on the Kanye shit, and Kanye said, "You know," I was like, "Kanye, this ain't a good look, beloved." Mm-hmm. Whenever Trump doubles down, it's just like, I fucked up somewhere along this path. If I ever do anything and Trump's like, "Good job, Jarrell," I'm like, oh, shit. Shit,
yeah. Yeah. People going to tell me about this.
Word. What else happened this week?
There was like four things. I forgot what else I put on that list.
Kim K and Trump. You said something about that.
No, they weren't in the main four. It happened, though. She's meeting him to pardon her great-grandmother. I forgot what else. Do you have it? That text you?
Okay, you text
I know finals.
Me.
I could have sworn it was like NBA versus... Oh, it was Sterling Brown.
Yes.
That's what it was.
So Sterling Brown, was he a rookie this past season?
Yeah.
He was a rookie this past season for the Milwaukee Bucks. He didn't get pulled over. A cop was supposed to write... He's at Walgreens early, like late in the night. He parked in a handicapped parking spot because he just wanted to run inside the Walgreens really quickly. Came back out. The cop was asking what he was doing, was going to write him a ticket. The cop was being very hostile with him.
He's on video.
Very hostile. All on video. I think like a minute in, three, four more cop cars pulled up. This is all because he's parked in a handicapped parking spot now. Three or four more cop cars pull up. The cop, you can hear the cop in the video saying, stop touching me or stop approaching me. Yeah. But you can see Sterling Brown's not even moving towards him. Sterling Brown's like saying, you're moving towards me, you're moving towards me. And the cop's like, stop moving towards me. Like, he's just being very hostile. And then you hear him saying, taser, like, get the taser. And they like taser him, throw him to the ground, and like taser him multiple times. Yeah. Scary. But this happened in January, and they didn't release the film till what, like a week or two ago.
Last week
they released the footage.
That's right, yeah.
And then they released the footage, and the chief of police spoke out, and he was like, "They've been disciplined. No detail as to what discipline is. Nothing. They've been disciplined."
I'm tired of hearing that.
For real.
It's almost as scary to me because it's like, yo, like, if I'm just walking, any of us could just walk in, and it's like, if you just say something that's not even...
That's the thing, not even say, you just walking.
You just walking. It's like, oh, yeah, what did I do, officer? What you mean, what? Like, it's just anything can just spark. And it's like, what are these cops really here for? Are they really here to protect, or are they just here to pick people off? Because it's like, you really just pick them off.
It's power. Mm-hmm. That's one. Two, it's fear. And then three, it's teaching. Like, you're taught you can get away with this. Like, like, over the years, like, no matter what happens, no matter if they have them on camera, no matter what, you know, you'll get your bad press for 2 months. You're gonna get off.
Yeah, something else will happen.
Yeah, you're gonna get off. This is the shit they get. Desk duty. You still get your paycheck. Suspended without pay. I mean, suspended with pay. Correction. That's a fucking vacation. Like,
That's what I always heard when I heard that.
Suspended with pay. That's a vacation.
I need one of them.
Well, I'm like, wait, what? 2 months. But realistically though, we're joking about it. But seriously though, like,
that is a big
deal. There is no like serious repercussions or discipline behind what happened. Like, to this day, even then, no, like the cops' names weren't released. If this would have been the opposite, the reverse situation, where he was like attacking a cop, or he really was the aggressor in the situation, his name would have been all over the place. Even if he wasn't an NBA player, if he just, you know, a normal black guy or normal minority in general, his name would have been all over the place, attacking the police, and you've seen all these what's the blue shit that you see, Blue Lives Matter, and all this other shit that you would have seen all over the place. But none of us know any of these cops' names that did this. None of us know what kind of discipline was given to them.
I feel like more has to. I don't feel like. Since you did it to an NBA player, I feel like they could really push the issue. The NBA.
Yeah.
So I feel like in the coming.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not going to be the end.
Oh, of course not. I think he's suing the city, I think. Or suing the police. Well, suing the city, but yeah. Suing the police force, which is the city, I think.
So those names will come out.
Yeah, I mean, those names have to come out. Like, I want to see. First of all, I want to see the names. And I, you know, granted, at the end of the day, I don't think anything's going to happen to them.
Yeah.
Like, realistically. But I want the names to come out. I want, you know, it to get to court where they're like, whoa, what kind of discipline was actually, you know, given to them? Mm-hmm. And then see the chief of fucking Milwaukee police
answer all this. Yeah.
And be like, oh, well, you know, we gave this one desk duty and we put this one in training or send him home with pay. And just,
and you didn't know why you felt that was enough.
Yeah, like, well, why?
Yeah. Yeah, man. What?
It's, I don't know, it's just insane that this keeps happening over and over again, and they continue to get away with it.
And I think the NFL memo, the ruling on the end, that happened like hours later. I think that was the same day.
It was a couple of hours after the video came out.
Yeah. So, yeah.
But that's why, real talk, as much as like, I'm not going to say I hate all cops, but whenever I have an interaction with a cop, my natural feeling is to rebel, but it's like, realistically, I just want to get home.
Yeah.
Like, I just want to get home. And it's like, right to the point where I have kids and shit, I'm like, damn, I got to fucking, like, I hate that I got to, like, tell, like, you know, my son in the future, like, you have to act differently than this white boy is going to be able to act with the cops, you know? And it's scary. Like, I've had run-ins with police, and I'm just like, all right, let me just sit the fuck down and shut the hell up. And, like, there's been times where, like, no matter how respectful you are to them, they'll just be like, yo, shut up. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. I don't even bother.
Yeah.
I just, like you said, I just want to get home. Like, I don't even look at them in the eye. Like, even when I come down here, walk. Like, if I look at you, I know you're going to look at me and you're going to see a look. And it's just like, I'd rather just keep it walking. I have my headphones on.
Real talk, I'm not even bullshitting you. If we recorded in the middle of Fulton Center, it should be fucking packed. Mad people walking around. If, for example, I'm making up a very outlandish situation. Say I got my headphones in, the cop is calling me, because you know you have the random bag checks here, right? I don't hear him. And say he just shot me, like, because I think about that too. Or if I turn around abruptly because I didn't hear you and he shot me in front of all these people, he would still get off. Like, that shit is like, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
I never look at my eyes, put my head and my feet. That's like the only time. Like, my pops, like, always raised me to, like, keep your head up. My dad's like a very proud man. My dad, if you ever met me, like, walks. He look crazy as hell sometimes, but he's like always taught me, like, keep your head up, like, make sure your neck and your posture is right when you're walking around. Like, never let anyone see you down. When I see cops, I put my fucking head down, because it's like, I'm not even trying to, like, look you in your eyes. I don't want you to think I'm trying to, you know, be rah-rah with you. Nothing. I have nothing to prove to you.
You're invisible to me.
Yeah, I'm just trying to get home, beloved. Like, I want to be invisible to you. Like, you don't see me right now. I'm not even here right now. Mm-hmm. I just want to go on and get home safely, you know?
Yeah. Good thing we're good individuals.
Yeah.
Y'all from Cooling Out.
Y'all some funny little niggas. Thank you, officer.
I'm Puerto Rican, sir.
See the bun?
See the bun? Nah,
wait. Oh, man. Just want to quickly tackle the finals?
Let's get into that.
And then we could just...
What's going to happen?
We know it's
4 or 5, Kev.
You know what my heart want to say, but my mouth, I'm going to say 5.
You know what? I'm going 6. Nah, I'm fucking around. I can't.
After what I've seen these last, 2 months with the Cavs?
First, you know, but you know, honestly, when against, like, against all, you know, just logical thinking, I was like, I'm going to give them 6, right? Mm-hmm. And then after the game, game 7, Eastern Conference Finals, when I saw LeBron with the ice bath, like with the
knee,
looking like Patrick Ewing, I said, I don't think he gonna make it. Like, he had ice all over him. And I was like, maybe that's how he looks, you know, all the time. But I've never seen that on camera. And he just looked like old to me. And I was like, damn. Granted, you know, he's still putting up numbers and putting in work, but it's just like Golden State and them, they all in their prime.
But they don't have Iguodala.
That shit, yo.
Ken said that.
Sickened me, man.
I heard that today from Skip Bayless.
I was like, yo, I might have to stop watching talk radio. Listen, just wait for the game.
But it's, you know, at first, I thought it was just Skip, but I've been hearing a lot of, like,
prominent,
like, announcers saying, like,
yeah, or sports talk people. Skip. We got Skip agenda, but when I'm hearing other people.
Talking about, isn't he LeBron? He should be able to beat this team.
Draymond is averaging 11, 11, and 8. He their fourth best player. And you telling me about the LeBron stopper. That's what I mean. They make him work. You know that little cliche shit. LeBron averaged 35 points last year. 35 points the year before.
Mm-hmm. They said, well, if Iggy ain't going to be there, he's going to have Kevon Looney guarding him, right? So
get the yellow tape.
You know, so LeBron was easy, 40. But who the fuck, who gonna stop Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, and Draymond Green from scoring? It's only, okay, cool, you score 40. Cleveland can't, one, they don't play defense.
Yeah.
If Kevin Love doesn't play, who else gonna really score besides LeBron?
And if Kevin Love does play,
which Kevin Love gonna show up? So it's like LeBron can have 40, 15 rebounds and 10 assists. And they can still lose by 20 plus points.
Yeah, you think about their best case, like slow it down, obviously, drain the clock. But then it's like, who's gonna stop? Who's gonna guard who? He ain't gonna be on the right. He can't be.
And playing Golden State at the pace that they normally play at, which I think they will get back to
their
style of play.
They can't match that.
Hell no.
Last year they played that style.
LeBron likes to rest now.
Yeah.
Where he gonna rest if they playing like that?
He got a guard like Draymond.
He gonna have to guard.
He can't Draymond. Draw. He can't guard.
Kevin. He got to guard Kevon Looney, whatever that dude name
oh,
is.
Oh yeah,
put him right on him. Cause
I hate them.
It's
I hate them.
I hate Chris Paul's hamstring.
Word, me too.
God, what if?
Well, you know what? I want to say I hate them, but.
I hate them missing 27 straight threes.
Listen, I'm not one to complain about the refs, but they did miss some very crucial calls that changed the momentum. 3 in a row, and I tweeted about this. Y'all go back and check. While it was happening, I was tweeting about this. Both of those, was it Looney or was it Bell? It was Bell. Both of those were fouls.
Mm-hmm.
James Harden shooting those 2 threes.
Those
were fouls, and those were back-to-back plays.
Oh yeah, right in front of the refs.
Those are like, it wasn't even like he, at first, the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, he flopped. And then Chris Webber was like, no, that was a foul. And they played in slow months ago. He actually fouled him
on his
second time. He comes out and like does the same thing again, except Jordan Bell hand actually get caught in there. Harden does a super round and actually shoots up. And
no
call. So that's a potential 6 points right there. Here comes the swing. The next play down, Jordan Bell sets a fucking moving screen in the corner for Steph Curry to hit a 3. That's a 9-point swing right there. And momentum is all gone. Like, it was like the most obvious moving screen.
I ain't gonna, you can't miss 27 threes.
No. I'm just saying, but that was
you.
Like where momentum was swinging. But they killed themselves. They shot themselves in the foot and then in the stomach and
with
then
a
in
shotgun.
The head.
Shotgun.
Then in the head.
Yeah.
They said, oh.
This ain't how you do it.
They said, this ain't hurt. They said, oh, I can still move a little.
They look at the hole with it. He's like, this ain't enough.
Just had to work my way up. Shot him in the knee. He said,
27 straight threes. I heard that was like one in the.
I'm most disappointed in Trevor Ariza.
Oh, he had. Some of those were clean. A lot of them were clean.
Clean looks. First of all, how do you play 41 minutes and score the same amount of points I scored?
Where were you, sir?
On my couch. 41 minutes and you ain't score a point? But I blame D'Antoni. I blame, but you know what? I really blame James Harden, because if LeBron was in a situation,
he found a way. Chris, attack.
No, not even that. But if, say D'Antoni was like, you know what? All we're gonna do is shoot threes. A real superstar would have been like,
that's dumb. Are you dumb?
Well, he wouldn't even probably. You don't have to say nothing. Just go out there and do it.
Yeah.
Go out there and do it. You see that whatever you're doing is not working.
And that Eric Gordon constantly attacking the rim. You getting and automatic too.
Eric Gordon going to the rim and he looking like, well, he dunked on KD. I said, oh, this nigga looking like a young boy. Yeah. But like a real superstar just has to be like, you know what? I'm going to deviate from whatever your coaching strategy is for this play, because right now we're up 11, now we're up 5, and now, you know, the game's tied, and now we're down 9, and we're still shooting threes. Like, shoot.
It hurt my, it really, because they got up, and I was getting excited, and then Big Meg was like, it's a long game, isn't it? I was like, damn.
Yeah, right? I go back and check my timeline.
She reminded me.
I texted at halftime, I tweeted at halftime, I said, I'm trying to get back on Twitter now, I'm trying to, you know. Use my social media a little more. I'm out here acting like I'm 37, like I don't know how to use shit. But tweet after him. I said, you know, I'm not even gonna get excited right now. I said, Warriors are a third quarter team, so I can't get excited.
I was so frustrated.
Third quarter came up.
I watched that. That was like, the saddest game.
Why are you doing
this? I felt bad watching Chris Paul just sit there.
Like, oh, he's slamming chairs. I don't even blame him.
I felt bad. And I wanted him to at least go to the finals. Like, this is the furthest he's ever
probably would have, but. Can't do
I wonder what he was saying on the sideline. Like, I would have definitely like attack. But
apparently he recruiting James already. But
yeah, but
we have that combo.
These step back threes. I'm just like,
God, you gonna win MVP and we can't even count on you to.
Two games in a row.
They're up 17 in game 6.
And then up
1 point. Granted, both before the halves, but you can't maintain two double digit leads back to back games.
Not even maintain. Y'all losing by...
By double digits.
Losing by double digits.
How you up by 17 and you lose by double digits? That's wild.
It's like a tale of two halves, for real. Like, they just...
That shit, yeah, that blew.
Now I gotta watch these motherfuckers win rings again.
You saw... We wrap this up soon, but you saw somebody ask Durant today how he feel about, I think, LeBron carrying a team. Mm-hmm. See how he feels, and he was like... Basically, he's just going to play his role on his team. And, you know, he's just going to do the best thing to help his team win.
Like a bitch.
I hate him. So you think he's better than LeBron?
In his head?
Yeah.
Probably. He shouldn't. Just as fucking... just as fictitious as his fucking burner account. If you think that. But,
Kurt talking about they winning 5. It's just,
but arrogance. You know what? Everyone, you know what?
Basketball gods, humble them.
Really quick. LeBron gets the most scrutiny.
Ain't nobody like him.
Out of any athlete I've ever seen, he can't do anything without people scrutinizing him and criticizing him. Every move he does, they say he's always trying to create a narrative, right? Before game 7, right, when Steph Curry came out and was talking about the Cavaliers role players.
I said, you sneaky motherfucker.
I said, he's trying to create a narrative right now. He's trying to sit there and make it seem like the team is better than what they really are.
Because they know what was coming. Exactly. I hate them, man.
They knew.
We stupid.
Yeah, so he tried to, like, you know, play with the media and toy people's minds and make it seem like the Cavaliers are better than what they are. So when they beat them, they get the Warriors will get recognition for it. No, motherfucker, you knew.
Yeah, I saw that too.
You're
supposed
to win.
You really say you have Durant.
You let go that right.
You Clay, and you really think he has help.
Yeah.
Like, isn't Kevin Love might play game 1, or is he injured?
He's questionable.
And even that might not matter if he does play.
That's not enough.
There's no guarantees except for Glorious Baby Boy. That's it.
That's it.
That hurt my heart when I saw it. I thought that was petty of Steph Curry. Like, you really want to act like
that?
He
knew what he was doing.
He knew what he was doing. He definitely was, like, trying to, like, create a narrative to say that Cleveland was better than what they were. And if, like, they're going to be a challenge. Golden State's probably in their locker room. They probably not even practicing.
Knowing them, they are very arrogant. Yeah. From everything I read.
Swaggy P, they're like, yo, you ready for your first ring?
No, he want to go party.
You ready?
He ready to go party.
He ready.
Bro. I'm end on this note. Bron are ready to go, but
if he do this,
I don't want to hear shit.
All summer 18.
I don't want to hear
it's like Drake.
Nothing.
If Bron and Drake do this,
I don't want to hear nothing.
Babe, don't wait up.
I
Everybody better say sorry.
Wait up. I apologize in advance.
I don't want to hear nothing.
That might have lost his mind.
I don't want to hear nothing.
Yeah, by the time they hear us, what? Yeah, by the time three games would have been played.
N-U-F-F-I-N.
So we hoping for the best. What do you think it is by next? By the time this. That's why I told you. I was glad that game four is on a Friday, so at least we can catch one game.
At least catch one game.
Because. And Braun, I trust, but I put the, I took that all the money I got for the house. I took it out. I sold everything. I sold high.
The next time we record, it'll be three games in, right?
Depend when we record. It's either two or three. At least two or three.
So if it's three, I'm gonna say it's 2-1. I'm gonna give Braun because the third game, I think they're gonna lose both games in Golden State.
Yeah.
And I'm going to give Braun 1 in Cleveland. I think hopefully Golden State's game won't travel too well. Mm-hmm. And, like, they'll get caught off guard the first, like, the third game, which will be the first game in Cleveland. But then that second game, they just going.
I don't even know who they start. Because Braun not guarding Love, but who you put on? Guarding Durant, but who you put on them?
It's going to be Love, a struggle.
Slow it down.
Listen.
Leave Draymond
Cleveland,
open.
We need you. Double the city everything. Of Cleveland. Whatever hotel they in, cut their hot water
Send
off.
Send all your energy to Braun.
Off,
yes.
Cut the heat off. I be living foul. Like the A's, back in the A's, they say like in the away team's locker rooms to cut the hot water off. I be doing all types of wild shit. Whatever hotel they at, I'm doing everything. No heat, nothing.
Send all your energy.
It's going to be hot. No AC, nothing.
They need Iggy. The audacity.
This is nonsense. I'm depressed now. Let's wrap this shit up.
Yeah, but... Yeah.
All prayers to Braun right now. I just want to see a competitive series, and this is not going to be competitive. Braun gonna put up numbers though. He gonna get
That's
his.
That's a given.
He gonna get his.
He gonna see who Lou? What? That ain't your usual.
He said Lou.
See blood.
Okay. You say Looney Tune. Okay, I got you. All right, guys. Thank you again for checking out the podcast. It's another week.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure y'all rate, share, subscribe. Check out the YouTube page. Got the full length vids. This is actually gonna be up on there.
Mm-hmm.
Full length, you know. Make sure y'all check that out.
We back heavy this week.
Make sure y'all subscribe. We came back. We got a little short episode last week, so we felt like we're gonna go in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we coming from the future.
Yeah, man.
Jack Drake, this was fire, and Braun managed the game.
Oh yeah, hit
we
us
got
up.
A series.
Hit us up and let you know. Let us know what you guys think about the Drake diss, the Pusha T diss. Who you think's gonna win?
Who you agree with?
Yeah, all your thoughts. Hit us up. All on IG, you know everything. Cooling out pod, everything. Till next time, it's cooling out.
Stay cool.
You cool? Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Cool, you cool, I'm cool, you cool, I'm cool, we coolin' out. You cool, I'm cool, you cool, I'm cool, you cool, I'm cool, we coolin' out.